World Book Day in 2019 has been generously funded by the Material World Foundation. Thank you from RNIB.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Percy Jackson and the Singer of Apollo by Rick Riordan. Chapter 1. I know what you're going to ask. Percy Jackson, why are you hanging from a Times Square billboard without your jeans on, about to fall to your death? Good question. You can blame Apollo, god of music, archery and poetry. Also, the god of making me do stupid quests. This particular disaster started when I brought my friend Grover some aluminium cans for his birthday. Perhaps I should mention, I'm a demigod. My dad, Poseidon, is the Lord of the Sea, which sounds cool, I guess, but mostly it means my life is filled with monster attacks and annoying Greek gods who tend to pop up on the subway or in the middle of maths class or when I'm taking a shower. Long story, don't ask. I figured maybe I'd get a day off from the craziness for Grover's birthday, but, of course, I was wrong. Grover and his girlfriend, Juniper, were spending the day in Prospect Park in Brooklyn doing naturey stuff, like dancing with the local tree nymphs and serenading the...